Hello, everyone. This is Ron Kelleher at Guidelines with another segment of Encouraging Words by Darlene Sala. Today's segment is entitled Peace. Now, here's Darlene.
When I think of the word peace, immediately what comes to my mind is Mirror Lake in Yosemite National Park. The beauty of that spot in springtime with flowering trees and granite mountains reflected on the utterly calm surface of the water is the essence of peace. But when it comes to peace in practical terms, I have a hard time making a connection between my life and a mirror-smooth lake. The ocean with its ever-changing winds and waves is a more likely comparison. We usually think of peace as something passive, the absence of conflict. But the Apostle Paul speaks of peace as active. He says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." That means peace should govern or administrate and have the power over our lives. When circumstances in my life are in an uproar, I am to let Christ's peace control me. Okay, that sounds very good, but how do you do it? When your to-do list is longer than the piece of paper you're writing it on, and on top of that, relatives are coming for a visit, and you're coming down with the flu, how on earth do you let Christ's peace rule? I think that's precisely when we need to let Christ's peace rule. That's time to say, "God, this situation is entirely out of control. Now you take charge. I'm putting you in charge, not me." It's amazing the peace that can flood your heart, God's peace, as you turn over the responsibility to Him. Christ's peace is not a denial of the circumstances. It's a commitment to the truth that He is enough. Let His peace have the final say-so in the dilemma you face, and see if it doesn't make a difference.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information about Guidelines and our ministry, visit us on the web at guidelines.org or email us at guidelines@guidelines.org.